And there were scenes of frustration at the airport in Sharm el-Sheikh today as tourists tried to get out. But there are other vacationers who aren't quite ready to come home just yet. One of them is Lorraine Muzimo. She's staying in an apartment in Sharm el-Sheikh, and she joins us now. Lorraine, welcome.
Hi, hello.
Well, you sound cheery and upbeat here, not scared at all about the situation.
No, to be honest, Jeremy, it's not even scary at all. Sharm el-Sheikh is really beautiful. It's really calm. The weather is amazing. The people are just fantastic. I think at the moment what's just happened is everything has just been blown out of proportion from 0 to 100 real quick. Because my partner and I, we actually flew in on Saturday, the day of the crash. So if there was any other day to kick a fuss, I think Saturday should have been the day.
But what about all of the people who are stranded there? Do you see evidence of that? Do you see the people who are trying to get out, trying to get back to the UK and cannot?
The people who are stranded, it's more of a panic because what's being put out there on the news, social media and everything, where it's like, oh, people have to go back home. Because the way they make it sounds like, I don't know, there's some bombs just blowing up in the streets, which is not even like that. And I think this whole idea of going out and saying to people, go home, they just need to calm down because some people are actually cutting their holidays short and going to the airport. And it turns out there are no flights going out. Because if you go on the BBC website, one minute they're saying you can fly out, the next minute they say you can't fly out. So imagine you've already packed your bags, you're already at the airport. What are you going to do?
Well, what are you going to do? Because you're supposed to leave on the 14th. Do you think that you're going to actually be able to get out of Sharm el-Sheikh?
Yeah, definitely we're going to be able to get out of Sharm el-Sheikh. To be honest, I believe this is just a little bit of a hype. It's definitely going to calm down. And I think in a few days' time, people should definitely be able to fly out because I don't see why they're holding down the flights.
Are you worried about the security there at the airport? Did you see good security when you were at the airport when you arrived?
Yeah, upon arrival, there's always good security in Sharm.
So what do you make of the crash then? Do you think that it was a bomb?
I can't really comment on the crash because I didn't see it. All I can hear is it's a bomb, and the next minute it's not actually a bomb.
So you're assuming that it was an accident?
It could have been an accident, yeah. I think until all the investigations have been completed, we will be able to know exactly what happened. But for now, I think people should just maybe calm it down a little bit and wait for the final results.
That's Lorraine Muzimo, who is joining us from Sharm el-Sheikh, where she's on vacation. And it sounds like she's just going to sit back, relax, and wait until the day she's actually supposed to leave and can finally get out of there. Lorraine, thank you.
You're welcome.